Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the limitations of current AI benchmarks and the exciting shift towards more validity-focused evaluation. It's a hot topic, really fascinating.
Definitely. So what's the core issue with these benchmarks? I hear Gilded being thrown around.
Exactly. The article uses SweBench as a prime example. Models are optimized for this coding benchmark, achieving high scores by focusing heavily on Python, the language the test primarily uses, but they completely fail when tested on other languages.
So, it's like teaching to the test, but for AI. That seems short-sighted, no?
Precisely. They're building SWE bench agents, not actual software engineering agents. It's a symptom of a larger issue, benchmarks drifting from real-world capabilities.
So, how did we get here? Weren't benchmarks like ImageNet incredibly successful?
They were. ImageNet was revolutionary, driving progress in image recognition. The problem is, we're applying that same approach to much broader tasks, like reasoning or scientific knowledge. These are complex and hard to define rigorously, leading to validity issues.
Ah, I see. So, how do we define, say, reasoning in a way an AI can be tested on?
That's the million-dollar question. The article suggests looking at social sciences. Think about how they measure things like democracy or ideology. It starts with a clear definition, then breaks it down into measurable subskills.
That's actually a really smart approach. It's like, instead of asking if an AI understands something, ask if it can perform specific tasks that demonstrate that understanding.
Exactly. It's all about validity. Does the test truly measure what it claims to measure?
But is the AI community actually adopting these ideas?
Slowly but surely. Initiatives like BetterBench are pushing validity into the mainstream conversation. There's a new research group focused on building valid benchmarks for broader use. But there's still a long way to go.
I see. Interesting. Why the resistance? Seems like a no-brainer.
Well, the lure of artificial general intelligence, AGI, is strong. Showing improvements on general benchmarks fuels the AGI narrative, even as those benchmarks are flawed.
Got it. But wouldn't focusing on specific tasks ultimately lead us closer to true AGI? It's like building a house brick by brick instead of trying to inflate a giant balloon house, right?
That's a compelling argument, actually. And I think that's where the future lies. This evaluation crisis is a growing pain, a necessary step towards building truly capable and trustworthy AI. It's a challenging but exciting time.
Absolutely. It seems we're at a crucial juncture, striking the right balance between ambitious goals and rigorous evaluation is key to unlocking AI's full potential.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining this insightful discussion on AI benchmarks. It's been a pleasure exploring these crucial issues with you. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.